He became poor that you might be rich. So what do? We honor God because the Lord has blessed us spiritually, physically, and financially. We are rich spiritually, we are rich physically, and we are rich financially. Therefore, glorify God. Amen. So thank you, Dawn, in Hendersonville, North Carolina, $55. God bless you tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight. We need some more action. How do we get some action here for people to get blessed by the Bible?
Amen. You scroll down to the right-hand side of your screen. Click the link that says, click here. Do it. Amen. Click the link, follow it, fill it out, and bless the Lord, and He'll bless you.
It says in 1 John 2:1 that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. An advocate. You know what He's doing? He's pleading our case. He's not up there playing a harp. Hello? Amen. He's there. He's our advocate. He's pleading our case before the Father because the accuser of the brethren, it says in Revelation 12, I believe, he accuses you before God day and night. The accuser of the brethren accuses you before God day and night. But you see, we have an advocate. While Satan is there accusing you, the Lord is saying you can't cross the bloodline, devil. Can you say hallelujah? You can't cross the bloodline. We have an attorney there. He's accusing us before God day and night. Hebrews 7:25, it says, He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Make an intercession. Sometimes you don't know how to pray. But the Lord knows how to make intercession for you. You know how? Through your groaning. Oh. You know when a woman has a baby? Oh. You don't know how to pray then? You're groaning. Everyone say you're groaning. You know, say, oh God, hallelujah, send the power just now. Oh. It's called labor pain. Everyone say, oh. When you go through your groanings, the Lord is making intercession for you. Amen. Ever liveth to make intercession. He's in Romans 8:34, He's on the right hand of God making intercession for us. Got that tonight? I'll give it to you again. 1 John 2:1. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hebrews 7:25, He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Romans 8:34, he's at the right hand of God making intercession for us. Everyone go, oh. You're in pain. Things you go through. You don't know that even in your groaning, when God hears that groan, you may not know how to pray, but God hears the groan and He's there making intercession for you. Can you say hallelujah? Amen is right. I said, amen is right. Amen is right. I feel it here tonight. So we have a comforter. We have a paraclete. We have an attorney. He's interceding. Everyone say, oh. He just heard your prayer. I said, He just heard your prayer. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you. Are you here? You listening to me? Are you watching us? He will guide you. When the Spirit of truth, when knowledge comes, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Amen. This is how I know that people need to get back into the old time religion. They need some oil in their lamp. Amen. They got back to the Word, but they didn't have any anointing. They didn't have any oil. They wanted to get the oil from those that had the Word and had the oil. So I know that people need the anointing because it says here that when you have it, He will show you things to come. People don't know what's coming. They don't know what's coming. The handwriting is on the wall. And Daniel knew what was coming. And he said, Belshazzar, here's the message. You may not like to hear it, but here's the message that God, for you weighed in the balances and you found want, and here's the message. No one else could interpret it. No one else had the answer in the palace of Belshazzar, but Daniel had it. Because he had the anointing of God upon his life. He said, here's the message. You're weighed in the balances and you are found wanting. And tonight, it may not be a convenient time, but tonight you're going to give up the ghost. You're going to die tonight. Your kingdom has come to an end. And I'm here to prophesy the kingdom of man has come to an end. The kingdom of man has come to an end. His handwriting is on the wall. You know what that means? The Lord is soon to return, and he's going to set up his kingdom. And his kingdom is without end. Everybody say without end. I don't know. I think it's Isaiah 9 and 6, Kevin. It talks about his kingdom being without end. That means forever. Everybody say forever. Forever. See, there's a king and queen in England and Spain. There's kings and that. But yet in Israel, they're still waiting for the king to come. And the king is coming. The lion of the tribe of Judah. Say the lion of the tribe of Judah. And he's coming back with a roar. That's why it says the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's coming back with a roar. He's going to right everything that's been wrong. The lion. Everyone say the lion. The first time he came as a lamb, and he came as a lamb and went to the slaughter. But the second time, when he's coming back now, he's coming back with a roar. Say, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Guess what? We that are believers are coming back with him. Can you say hallelujah? I said, we're coming back with him. Can you say, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I feel it here tonight. So how can they do something right now to be blessed?
Amen. If you want to be blessed, you can honor the Lord. Bless him. Scroll down to the right-hand side of your screen. You'll see a link that says, click here to give online. Click it. Follow it. Fill out the form. Honor the Lord. Bless him. And he'll bless you.
Bless him. And he will bless you. I believe that tonight.